flurries or snow showers this afternoon as our high started out at 38, but temperature is starting to rapidly drop, and it will continue all the way until it drops down to about 21 overnight. Still, though, some good weather ahead. We should be in the 50s over the weekend as well, so not bad. It is a holiday weekend of sorts as we have President's Day sales coming up on Monday, so we'll all be buying our furniture and bedding, right? I don't know where President's Day got to be selling mattresses, but it's become that, right? Crazy. Well, my name is Gary Rivers. I'm your host of the Mixed Morning Show. And those of you who grew up in the 70s grew up loving a television show. And for the love of me, I never understood why. I mean, I was a city boy, but I absolutely loved the Dukes of Hazzard. Did every boy want to own that car? Right? Everybody wanted to own that car, and there were so many things about that show. It really was all about family, taking on the man, Boss Hogg, and all of that. And if you're unfamiliar with that, it was a different time for sure. But I got to tell you, the phenomenon known as the Dukes of Hazzard continued for many years. You know, there was a thing called Duke Fest. I don't know if you ever got a chance to go at it, but both Rob Schneider and Tom Wopat, Bo and Luke Duke, respectively, really were country artists and really are good old boys, if you will. And so when Tom called, or his agent called and said, "Hey, would you like to do an interview with Tom? He's got a new album coming out." I'm like, "Well, sure." I mean, I don't think his album's going to be a major seller. He is a country artist and kind of blends a little bit of different things, but he's been in a lot of movies of late. You remember Django Unchained? That movie, he played a sheriff, and I keep forgetting he's been in a lot of movies. And of course, John Schneider continues to act and is on television. And as I've heard from a couple of callers before we went on the air with this, and I wanted to share one song if I can before I get to Tom, and I hope he doesn't mind the wait. But at one of those Duke Fests, they got together, John and Tom and Daisy Duke. And I had to laugh the other day because Kylie, my 17-year-old, goes, "Oh, yeah, she's wearing Daisy Dukes." And I'm like, I wonder if kids today even know where that came from. Well, it came from Catherine Bach. Well, Catherine, John Schneider, and Tom Wopat got together, and they decided to pay tribute to Waylon Jennings. They are accomplished musicians.
Let's try it. Just too good, old. Never meaning no harm. Me song and never solve any trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Take it, Tom.
Straightening the curve and flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Well, they're making their way.
Even Catherine Bach singing in there. I just love that. It's nice that they can continue and maintain that, and probably everywhere they go, they get asked about that. Well, I asked them all the questions that we want to probably have answered, and so Tom, who's been patiently on the phone waiting, I just can't wait to just share. Just a couple moments. Bear with me, will you? I'm just reliving my childhood and enjoying this conversation. Hey, Tom, nice to meet you. So that was really, you really were a good old boy, weren't you? And you still are, aren't you?
Pretty much. So I grew up on a dairy farm, so you can get, it's hard to leave that behind.
And I guess really the first question I suppose I should ask is, do you ever get tired of being asked about being Bo and Luke Duke, those two? You guys were awesome.
Yeah, well, we had so much fun doing it, and the fans have kept the show alive now for over 40 years.
Yeah.
There's no denying it. You can try to deny it, but I don't know what the point would be.
No, it's just a fun part of Americana, and everybody wants to know, does either one of you own the General Lee? Where'd that go?
John's usually got one or two. You know, he's got that studio down in Louisiana, and he usually has at least one. I think he jumped one last year.
No kidding.
Yeah, I don't do that. I have a place. My wife and I have an apartment in New York City, and I have a little log cabin in North Jersey, but I got no place to park a GL. Driving a Range Rover. I enjoyed the 21st century.
But in the meantime, man, your career's been incredible. And I have to ask you this just because I thought I was the only person in America who had a copy of Graham Nash's Simple Man single. I love that song, and you're doing it. Where'd that come from?
Well, you know, I it occurred to me. I mean, I know that was my, you know, that was my genre back in the day. And big Graham Nash fan, and Steve Stills, and that whole crew. But it's such an evocative song. It's a song that when I sing it, it almost makes me weep to sing it. And it's a song where I kind of developed my own little version of it. My manager played it for Graham. And Graham says, yeah, it's not half bad.
Well, I guess you'll take that, right?
I'll take that, yeah.
Nice. Well, that's just one of many songs that you have on your brand new album, Simple Man. But I didn't realize, and I think many folks didn't, you really have had an amazing recording career.
Well, you know, we didn't have a lot of radio success. John had a pretty big bang back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I had a few top 20s. But for me, these days, I kind of record for the fans. And I still do live shows all the time. And I just enjoy it. Singing is one of the joys of my life, and it always has been since I was a little kid.
And you're still doing the movies? I just actually recently watched County Line. Loved it.
Hey, it's not too bad.
No.
We have two more. There's County Line All In, came out last year, and then County Line No Fear, which just came out. And they're all pretty good. I'm a kick-ass sheriff.
You are. I was like rooting for you, going, all right, Tom, good for you. And
they, you know, we play him that he's on kind of on the cusp of retirement, and that he's a little older, and God knows I'm a little older. But still get to do a lot of the physical stuff. And I'll tell you what, the INSP people are just wonderful. We had such a great time making this movie.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I still think you still touch the heartland of America, which is what it's all about for you, and it works.
How'd you like the guy I played in Tarantino's film, where I played the marshal?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think my character is one of the few that didn't get killed.
I think Quentin Tarantino probably has something for you, right?
So he's a great guy. He actually, the story was that back in the day, he studied with James Best, who played Roscoe.
Oh, yeah.
And after he would go to school on Thursday night with James, Jim would let him sleep in the classroom, and then he'd come to Warner Brothers the next day and hang out on the set. And
oh, my God.
I didn't
God.
Know any of them until more recently.
Well, how about that? Yeah, characters like James Best and Denver Pyle, they're underappreciated until you realize they were really good at what they did.
Oh, shoot. And Sorrel Book.
Oh, Boss Hogg.
Consider the range of characters he played on television and on Broadway and in movies. He was just a real, real talent. We had great guys. And when Sorrel and Jim would get together and do some of that silly stuff that they used to do, it was hysterical. We would all gather on the set to watch them work.
Yes, you were the man hunk. I mean, come on, let's be honest. They were doing all the comic relief. I guess we should throw in Catherine Bach was the other side of the spectrum. So,
oh my goodness, she helped 100 million young men through puberty.
Did and sold a lot of Levi shorts. I'm imagining.
Duh. Oh my God, still. The Daisy Dukes are still popular.
Still popular. I hear that from my grandkids. Oh, she's wearing Daisy Dukes. I go, do you have any idea where that's from? Never mind. Well, Tom, I wish I had more time with you, but I know they're going to be cutting in on us. Thank you so much. A pleasure talking with you.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man. And I'm going to get your contact info so when I'm in the area, maybe I can come in person.
I would love to have you in the studio. I think the folks would just, oh my God, they'd probably be standing outside clamoring for autographs.
We'll bring a guitar.
Do that, and I'd love to hear live Simple Man. Thank you so much, Tom. Looking forward to meeting you someday.
You bet.